Hello, Jason Om with the latest headlines from ABC News. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says he wasn't aware a party staffer spoke to a New Zealand Labor MP about Barnaby Joyce's citizenship. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop's accused the Australian Labor Party of conspiring with New Zealand counterparts to dig up information on the Deputy Prime Minister's dual citizenship. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in says there'll be no military action on the peninsula without his country's consent. He's again called for talks, saying his government will prevent war at all costs. North Korea says its leader Kim Jong-un has been briefed on plans to launch missiles towards the US Pacific territory of Guam, but he'll watch American actions before deciding whether to go ahead. A Sydney man has admitted to leaving a 10-month-old baby in a hot bath while he went to smoke a cigarette and charge his mobile phone. 24-year-old Atare Tapania pleaded guilty in Penrith District Court today to recklessly causing grievous bodily harm. And Australian cricket vice-captain David Warner has been cleared of concussion after he was struck by a bouncer during a practice match in Darwin. Warner was batting when he tried to hook a short delivery from fast bowler Josh Hazlewood and suffered a blow to the neck. That's the latest from ABC News.